So it's late 1941. As we mentioned last week, the Jews were corralled and forced to get into the Kovno ghetto. And as we mentioned last week, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, required 1,000 Jews every day to go build an airport. And we said that Rav Oshri paskened that when are they supposed to put on their tefillin? Before they go out to work, even though it's still nightfall, even though it's not Zman tefillin, because that was the preferable thing to do, because otherwise they would have no chance to put on tefillin. However, this horrible episode occurred to be in a Hayu Ben Ovdei HaKafiyah Ha'ewa. There was some group of people that didn't want to listen to Rav Oshri. And they were Moser Nefesh. How? She'ozru oz laniach tefillin be'chaveh be'ez halichasim la'avoda tekef misher ha'yom. After, let's say, we made up a time, 4 o'clock, right when the work started, the earliest time to put on tefillin, they put on tefillin secretly on the march to go build this airport every day. Ulam, of course, what happened was, is kara mikra shagermanim tofsu es echon me'ovdim. They grabbed one of these individuals, kishu meniach tefillin, as he was, they saw that he had tefillin, beisali chaso. So, the guy thought he was Nebuch going to wear tefillin on the march to go build this airport. After the Zman, he was so proud he was doing it in the proper Zman, but they caught him. After they beat, Rachmano Litzlon, the living daylights out of this person, they weren't satisfied with that. They put on his left arm, Bikiboris, on his forearm, Makom Atfilin, the place of Atfilin, Shesi Ve'erev, burned onto his arm a cross. He would never, in his entire life, be able to put on tefillin again without putting it on this cross. Minishalti, and he asked the Shaila, he wasn't going to work anymore because otherwise the question wouldn't start. But now Nebuch, this guy, is beaten up. He's not going to work for the next couple of days. He wants to go to Davin, but he's embarrassed to go walk into the shul in Kovno ghetto with a big cross on his makom tefillin. So we asked, could he put a bandage over the tefillin and over the cross and put the tefillin on top of the bandage? Or was this a problem of a chatzitza, a separation? So the Rav Oshri answered him like this. The Gemara in Erechin says that Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim must wear tefillin. Okay. Question is, why does the Gemara have to say Kohanim? Of course, Kohanim, Levi, and Yisraelim have to wear tefillin. Why would you think it's any different for Kohanim? Says the Gemara, no. Kohanim are different, or I would have thought that they're a little bit different, since they can't wear tefillin on their arms, because they've got the big day kuhuna there. So too, maybe they don't have to wear it on their shorosh. Answer is no, they wear it just on their shorosh when they're wearing the big day kuhuna. Okay. End the Gemara. But why don't you just ask the obvious question? Why can't they just put the tefillin on top of the big day kahuna, their begadim that they're wearing? Yeah? Roll up your sleeve, because in the big day kahuna had to fit exactly, kamidoso, it had to be in the exact spot. So it has to be straight out. So why can't they put the tefillin on top? So two answers. Rashi answers, it's very simple. Because if you would put the tefillin on top of the big day kahuna, you would be able to see the big day kuhuna, you'd see the tefillin, and your shalyad is not supposed to be visible because it says, it's supposed to be for you an os, not for the rest of the world. So you can't put the tefillin on top of the big day kuhuna because then it would be visible. Says the Rush, let's back up. According to Rashi, there was obviously no problem of chatzitza. You could have put the tefillin on top of the big day kuhuna if, let's say, you would cover the tefillin maybe on the outside. The issue is simply the tefillin can't be seen. Not that you need to have the tefillin physically on the body of your arm. No, it just needs to be that the tefillin can't be seen. And if it's on top of the beged, it's going to be seen. Says the Rush, what do you mean? There's a more greater problem. The reason why you can't put the tefillin on top of the big day kuhuna is because it's a chatzitza. The big day kuhuna are separating between your flesh and the tefillin. Says in the Oneg Yom Tov, he says this Rush doesn't make any sense. Because why? You only say that something is a chatzitza if it has the word besoro. For example, when you dip in the mikvah, it has to be your basar has to be dipped in mikvah, so you can't have a chatzitza. But when we says yada, who knows? How do you know that this is a chatzitza? Regardless, you have a very fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh, whether tefillin are allowed to go on top of your beged in theory, if not for the big day kuna issue, or is there an issue that the tefillin have to be placed physically on your arm? Shulchan Aruch says, what about the Shal Rosh? Shal Rosh, if you got a bump over here in your head, it can't fit on, or you got a bruise, says the Shulchan Aruch, you could wear a hat and put the tefillin on top of your hat, says the Ramah, but don't make a brach on it, because it's not directly on your flesh, seemingly. So, what about the Shal Yad? What about if you got a bandage on your Shal Yad? Can you put the tefillin on top of the bandage? So, seemingly, it should be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh. The Magen Avraham addresses that machlokas by saying very simply, no, it's fine. You can wear the Shal Yad on top of the bandage as long as you cover it on top. Meaning, Magen Avraham is saying we paskin like Rashi. There is no problem of chatzitza that it has to be that it's a separation or it's a divide between the flesh and the tefillin. You could have a divide between your tefillin and your arm. The whole issue is it has to be covered. So you have a bandage on your arm, put the tefillin on top of the bandage, put your shirt over it, and everything is fine. Says the Bach, no, we paskin like the Rosh. Yeah.
The little boxes we put on considered
covered. It's a good question. Presumably, yes. Yes. So how do we paskin? You have Machlokas Rosh and Rashi. Machlokas Bach and Magen Avraham. Not surprisingly, it boiled down to the next generations as well. Mishnah Berurah is very clear. He says it's totally fine. He says, Yesh lo mak on your arm, I feel b'makom makif akesh sav yadu, even if it's on the place where you put your tefillin and wrap it. You can put it over the bandage and make a bracha, but you should make sure as long as you cover the tefillin on top, everything is fine. He paskins like Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan, not surprisingly, disagrees. I'm surprised at those, I think, veiled reference to the Mishnah Berurah, that want to be lenient with the Shal Yad. If you have a mak on your arm, he says you're going to put it on top of the bandage, it's going to be a chatzitza. He says, it's not a chatzitza according to Rashi, but what about the Rosh? Avlanan kaimun karosh, shaloye davar chotzitz, bin etvon yado, vade shasr. So now you have machlokas, Rashi, Rosh, Magen Avraham, Bach, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan. And now we're back in the Kavanah Geder 1941. What do you say? How do you paskin? So Rav Oshri says like this. You want to know what I think you should do? Me'achar shenechuku b'zeh amudei olam. These great rabbis all disagree about this issue. I b'tvilin poselos chatzitza olo, if it's a chatzitza or not. L'chein nirali. He says you could act like the chasidim anshe maisa. Chasidim and anshe maisa, where do they put on their tefillin? At home. And then they walk to shul in their tefillin. So he says, you know what this person should do? Again, it doesn't sound like he's going out to work. I guess he's now going to a shul. Maybe he was already beaten Nebuch. He's not going out to build anymore. So he's so tzabrachin. But anyway, this man, he says what he should do. He should put on the tefillin in his house and then go with them already on and covered up by the time he reaches the base medrash. Why? In order that, in your house, when you're by yourself, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. You got this cross because you were doing a mitzvah. There's nothing to be embarrassed. But you go to shul, everyone's around you. It's in a shul. You're going to feel awkward about it. He says, therefore, put on your tefillin at home. And when you take off your tefillin, you can take off your shal rosh at home in shul and walk with the tefillin shal yad on your arm back to your house in the Kavanah ghetto. He says, if this is hard to do, this is where a big chumrah. He says, if it's hard to do and you need to put it on in shul, he says, it is better to put it on. He says, put it over a bandage like you want it to do. So this way no one sees the cross. But don't make a bracha on the Shal Yad. Make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. He says, this way you don't avoid this machlokas. Kein nira li with Dina. He says, b'klal adocha kagadol yesh b'davar. Because it's a horrible thing. This is what I paskin. V'shem yira b'enei amo v'yikayim banu mash nemer. Ru kol amei aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. V'yara b'mecha. We should reach the time, all of us, as we enter these 3 weeks, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get rid of all of these problems. We should never have such shaylas again.
Why would somebody be embarrassed?